was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth
the
Radio Broadcast.
Godly nation, in the halls of education.
RTR Truth Media Reloaded, Tom Lacovara, Stewart, Lori Anderson. I just want to make mention real quick before I think it's important. Associated Press out of Concord, New Hampshire, a friend of mine just shot this over to me. State legislators have rejected efforts to pursue a presidential pardon for a New Hampshire man in prison for his role organizing armed backers of the Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy after a 2014 standoff. This is Jerry. The New Hampshire House on Thursday has voted down the resolution for Gerald Jerry DeLumis. He received 7 years in prison in 2017 for his ties to the confrontation that became a rallying cry for those who want vast stretches of federal lands in the U.S. West put under local control. Charges against Cliven were obviously dismissed. DeLumis organized armed patrols and was an intermediary between a self-styled militia and local authorities. And I think that there is something that's very important to mention here. This is the man that disarmed Jared and Amanda Miller and sent them packing. Mm-hmm. Disarmed them. How they ended up getting armed again, I have no idea. But this is the man who, if he was in a position of authority, would not have allowed them to go any further. But, you know, they had this whole zone where the sheriff wasn't really cooperating with anybody in the militia camp. There was no way to reach out to them because the sheriff wasn't doing his job. Otherwise, Jerry would have been able to maybe had an open dialogue with that sheriff and done something more. Now, I don't think that that's even mentioned enough. All we hear about is all this negative. Jerry never did anything to harm. As a matter of fact, if anything, Jerry DeLumis is responsible for keeping the peace. He was a peace officer, a peace. Anyway, all right. Justice for Jerry, man. And, you know, here's one other thing I might say here. This is a House resolution that they were trying to work on in New Hampshire to send to the president to ask for Jerry to be pardoned. I have to say this about Trump. Where are you, President Trump? This man did nothing to anyone. He never harmed anybody. Cliven Bundy, M. Bundy, Ryan Bundy, all those folks, all these charges were thrown out. They were found not guilty in Oregon. They were most everybody that got picked off for lower stuff, none of them, Jerry didn't do anything. He actually, in Oregon, he only just traveled there just to talk to people for a little bit, and then he turned around and went back. And this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. So, I don't want to hear anything more about President Trump until President Trump starts acting on some of these people that have been wrongfully thrown into prison. I don't want to hear another word about the man. Really, to be honest with you, I'm fed up. And it's not because, you know, I don't agree with some of the things that he's doing or anything like that. But you know what? This is personal to me. So, you know, people that support Trump, you know, I don't fault you. I don't. But keep it out of my face until he does something for the folks that should be his base, right? Right?
Stood up for America.
Yeah. Yeah, the real deplorables. The ones that had a set. Sorry. I digress.
You know, yes. And on what you're talking to, Ryan Bundy officially filed to run for governor March 16, 2018. Good luck to
Ryan
Bundy.
Praise the Lord for that. Yeah, can you imagine if he wins? Do you want to talk about anti-corruption?
That'll be great. I would love to see the look on Harry Reid's face when he hears that Ryan Bundy is running for governor.
Oh, they're going to have to mobilize against him because they couldn't have somebody that honest in office. They really couldn't. I don't think they would know what to do with themselves. They would run for cover. We're talking about draining the swamp, drain the desert.
Well, you know, and on top of that, I'm sure you know, Gordon Martinez is also rerunning again for Clark County Sheriff.
Hire him after everything that we know what's going on in Vegas, if they don't hire Gordon Martinez at this point, and I got behind Gordon
something.
A long time ago. Yeah,
yeah,
that,
that be
they need to,
if Ryan and Gordon won.
That
would inspire a
corruption
lot.
Would be,
to Nevada.
I tell you what, I don't think the organized crime syndicates in Las Vegas would allow it to happen. I'm just saying. I don't think that they would because, Ryan is extremely honest.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with him or disagree with him for his stands that he's made or anything else out there in the listening audience, the one thing that I know about Ryan Bundy is that is one of the most. He is honest to a fault. He is honest, and
maybe
I tell you,
we have to play his first interview after he filed. I can get a hold of that. Maybe we can play that tomorrow night.
Yeah, we can do that tomorrow night. Absolutely, absolutely. We need to really get behind Ryan with that. But anyway, you know, I did want to mention about Jerry because you know a lot of these guys. You know, I know how it kind of feels with all of this fog of just fake news that's constant. A lot of these folks get forgotten about, and these are men. These are good men. These aren't people that armed themselves to go out and rob a bank, folks. These aren't people that went out to try and harm their fellow man. Matter of fact, quite the opposite. Agree or disagree with them. What they were doing, they believed was the right thing to do, was the moral thing to do, was the ethical thing to do, and they went to do it. Who's the caller?
Rabbi John.
I heard you both speak up at the same time. I couldn't hear either one of you.
Rabbi John?
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Greetings. I'm a home. Well, I never had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and I need to get back to work for the American people. All right. I got that out of the way.
Oh, God.
Well, you said you didn't want to hear about the other person, so I thought I'd let you hear about the scumbag.
Well, I'm frustrated because here's a good man, you know, who's sitting in jail for 7 years and he's never harmed anyone. And it's, you know, Trump has the ability to, I mean, look what he did with Arpaio. Trump has the ability to just, with the signature, Jerry's gone, he's out. But it just, whatever. I'm a little frustrated because it's personal, that's why.
Okay, I understand that, and but see, you gotta know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a politician,
no.
You know.
Of course.
And here's what's going on. You got the Stormy Daniels situation going on, and now him and his wife, you know, they ain't talking to each other. But see, I'm not looking at Trump. I'm looking at who he's surrounded by.
Yep.
CFR members mostly.
Yep.
You see, here's how it works. Even if you don't play ball with them, they're going to make damn sure that no matter if you are the president of the United States, they're going to surround you with their members. So that's what he's going up against. You know, a little pressure there, a little pressure here. And, of course, as always,
yeah, you're right. Real. You're right. Oh, well, yeah, that's a fact. You know how we feel about that. Oh, my loan. Look, I believe in moral consistency, right? For the same reason I believe in freedom for the ranchers and freedom for... I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what... When you own something and you have it stolen from you, it's wrong. You know, I've spoken to people from Iraq. I've spoken to people from Palestine, Christians. All right, let's get all of the Muslim stuff out of the way from it. I've talked to Palestinian Christians who are being persecuted. Now, explain that to me. Somebody explain that to me. All right? Anyway, you know how I feel about it.
Listen, the person responsible for the Muslim world disrespect for us is sitting home retired in Georgia on your tax dollars. Can I give out his name?
Sure.
Go for it.
Jimmy Carter made the Muslim world lose respect for us. So blame that scumbag. And one more thing. Al Jazeera, a few years ago, made a documentary about the day Israel attacked America. It took the Muslim world to bring out the truth about what happened in Israel during that Six-Day War. Now, there have been many documentaries, but I just went to their website today, and there it was in English and Arabic. The Arabs were on our side on this one, so how can they be Muslim scumbags? Arab oil well, financed that documentary about Al Jazeera, that Congress and them, and a few other people trying to get shut down from airing here in the U.S.
Well, yeah, I know exactly. I know how you feel. I don't disagree with you. I have issues, and like I said, my issues are minor because my life is not affected, and this is the most important thing. My life is not affected by Islam. Maybe some people in Detroit feel some kind of way about what's going on there. I'm not from Detroit. I don't live there. I don't know what it's like there. I know that there's a lot of issues with both all of these religions, man, really, really, when you get into it. But the bottom line is you're right. Look at Iran. Who has Iran attacked in, I don't know, in all these years? They really haven't attacked anybody. They haven't attacked us. Matter of fact, our CIA went in and toppled their democratically elected president that they had there, and, you know. So I mean, dude, I'm so anti-war. I don't think we should be anywhere near there, anywhere near the Middle East at this point. I don't think after what the CIA has done over there, and look at the Afghani poppy fields. We have Marines protecting poppy fields.
They're protecting the heroin production. Have a drug problem.
Right, and then they want to bring the drug war here to that goes down the whole rabbit hole. But go ahead.
As for your friend, I know all about my grandfather, a farmer all his life, and he was a big guy, 6'2", and he was an honest, hard-working man, and your friend there. So I know all about a farm because I grew up on a farm. Now, maybe not a ranch, but So I know what's going on and why Trump don't want to give out that pardon, you know. And I really retired from politics, and like you, I don't want to... See, he's not a man for the people. He got a rich, sophisticated European wife there, and his son-in-law is going through some crap. And then his son and his daughter, daughter-in-law having problems. They're getting a divorce, and the reason why is because of the problem with that hooker that back in, 2015, that just came out.
Well, you know, my thing is this, when we're talking about overseas, none of them are constitutional wars. They're not wars. They're under the AQMS. Yeah. And if we would stick to the Constitution in the first place, we wouldn't have ever gone over there.
That's why we missed the boat when we missed Ron Paul. But then again, I don't think Ron Paul would have been in office long before he'd had his head probably opened up. And, you know, I think what you just said is a good point. These presidents, for the most part, are puppets. I mean, George Bush was a puppet. Obama was really a puppet. And they're puppets to the CFR. That's the real truth about it. They're puppets to a higher mechanism that we usually can't identify, but we can. They've come out on the record and said what their goals and their agendas, what they want to do. Just the problem is that not enough people in this republic know and are willing to do anything about it. It frustrates me. It makes me wonder sometimes, like, you know, I know I keep going on and we're going to keep telling the truth and we're going to keep reporting on stuff, but sometimes I have to tell you, brother, I'm wondering, like, are we getting ahead? Is there any momentum forward here? Or are we in our echo chamber here just telling people in this group that no, I'm trying to go out there and engage people and share these facts with them. And I just don't see it spreading fast enough. They have this mainstream media brainwashing mechanism that is just unbelievable. There's this little – I'm in rural Oregon right now, right? This little store out in the middle of nowhere just raised its firearm sales to 21 because of what happened in Florida, when nobody even knows how much of that is even legitimate or manufactured or anything. But this is affecting towns across America because of this idiot box.
I mean, if it's an individual store and it's not government run, then you can fall on, well, that's their personal choice.
I know it's their personal, but it's their personal choice.
In the same token, it's against law.
But Lori, it came. It's their personal choice.
You can go in the military and fight and die and have an automatic weapon.
But Lori,
by golly,
Lori,
you should be able to purchase
the
weapon.
The personal choice is not the matter. What I'm saying is the decision was made on mass media propaganda, mass media mind control. Why? And that's what frustrates me because, God, I wish we were on more networks. We need to reach out, man.
Do you think they're going to report that 92% of mass shootings since 2009 occurred in gun-free zones?
No,
gun-free zones.
Yep. Yep. And you know, I see Nikki Haley standing up for this whole thing with Israel and the move to the embassy and all that. But I don't hear her standing up screaming about the United Nations Small Arms or the Strong Cities Network. Mm-hmm. We have United Nations in our cities now.
Yeah. Well, that's also what's going on here with this hearing, and they're pushing, you know, the mental evaluations, the expanding the Brady Rule, which is, of course, denying due process and your Fourth Amendment and all of that good little stuff. And people don't realize it's directly in line with UNSATT.
Yep.
Rabbi John, how do you feel? What is your opinion on this narrative, if you will, while you have police officers on the outside of a school refusing to go in, they're armed, and you've got a shooter on the inside just mowing down people. What is your thought on what I spoke about earlier about providing training, a weapon, ammunition, and a holster for some of these teachers, just like they've done across in many different schools across the nation, the union. And here's the thing. You notice none of these shootings have happened in the schools where the teachers are armed. Has anyone else noticed that? I've noticed that.
Okay. Here's my opinion on it. Just two quick ones right quick, or somebody else wait.
Sure.
They're taking a playbook out of what Hitler did when they caught that mentally retarded Dutch guy that they brought to the trial when he burned the Reichstag, slobbered the mouth.
Bingo.
So you're guilty, right? So I noticed the same pattern. You know, these elite, these Satanists, they take the same playbook and re-rinse and repeat all over again and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Bingo, bingo.
That's what I do, the same pattern.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, one thing that infuriates me too is gun control is very, when you're talking about the United States of America, has very racist beginnings.
Wait a minute. What did you say? What does?
The gun control.
Oh, yeah.
Very racist.
The NRA.
They
the NRA
wanted
was founded.
The black people to not be able to defend themselves.
Lori, the NRA was founded to protect the rights of newly freed slaves. That's a fact. That's not. Oh, but they're terrible. Hey, we have a couple callers on the line. I just want to let you guys know if you're listening in, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We see you. We'll get to you real soon.
Yeah, can I say something to a friend?
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, all right. One quick question on that. The president usually give out pardons by around Christmas. So maybe we can work on that effort. See that you get a Christmas pardon.
That would be nice. It would really be very nice.
Well, see, come that time of the year, the president likes to feel generous that, hey, I'm not a bad guy. Let me give out some pardons. So we can keep working on the efforts.
Yeah,
and that's all I want to say, and good night.
Thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Let's get that pardon, man, before Christmas.
Yes, sir. We only have like a minute until we go to commercial, so... there's a couple callers on there from New York. Just guys, just hang in there until after the break, and we'll get right to you.
Absolutely.
Just to let you know. But, you know, I appreciate the, really do appreciate the comments there. You know, Jerry really, not only should he not be where he is, he should probably be in a position of a peace officer. I would feel safer. Anyway, we'll be right back, folks, after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR, Truth Media Reloaded on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but in all places, close the straits of fear.
Okay. I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, there we go. Welcome back, Resurrect Republic Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media Reloaded on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lackabear Stewart, with Lori Anderson. And we have on the line, hey, from New York over there, forget about it, we got Ken. Ken, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. This is the first time I've talked to you, and I've talked to Miss Lori before. And
Well, I thank you for calling in.
I didn't even know about you until I had listened to Eric, who was holding down the fort for you while you were on
good
vacation,
man.
So to speak.
Yes, good man, Eric. Yeah.
He mentioned something back in 2017 near the end, and I did some more reading on it, and it might have something to do. You just mentioned before that you had a friend that they wouldn't pardon. And
yeah.
I would like to mention somebody that Trump had pardoned, and I don't think he had any idea who he was doing it. There was this guy from New York named Shalom Rubashkin.
Huh.
And this guy's family had a slaughterhouse in Pottsville, Iowa, which I never heard of before.
Right.
He'd had a 27-year sentence. Trump commuted it because a bunch of congressmen and senators urged him to do it. There's a big,
right.
I think there's a big story behind this whole thing. And I think the story, there's a guy named, if you look it up, it's his name is Larry Noodles. He's really, his name is Lawrence. I know it sounds funny, but listen.
No, it sounds funny because you're calling from New York.
Because it almost smacks of what happened to you. He was actually, he got busted inside prison. He was a lawyer.
Right.
I think he was a relatively small-time lawyer that did closings, and he got caught up in something above him. There was some kind of problem with banks. He drew a two-year prison sentence. He knew all about this guy. This guy is extremely, he's very well off, very rich. And his brother-in-law, a rabbi, said he raised something like $500,000 to pressure a bunch of congressmen and senators to urge Trump to commute his sentence. And he did commute the 20. This guy was such a, this guy is such a reprobate among his own people that Kushner and Schumer didn't want anything to do with him.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
And it would be nice if you'd look. I'd like to mention it to Michael Herzog because I mentioned one time about Judge Roland, the Yabby shooting out in Arizona. The only guy that got killed was the Judge Roland. He did a very nice show on.
Yeah. Do you do emails?
Sure.
All right. My email is. It stands for Resurrect the Republic. So it's RTR Truth Media at gmail.com. Send me over whatever you can on it, and I will talk to Mike about it tomorrow.
It's very easy. If you put Larry Noodles in it,
you don't understand. I work by email, so if you send me an email, I won't forget it. And okay. You just have to understand. I just got out, and I'm getting flooded with emails and stuff. So I can that way I can put it aside, and I won't forget to talk to Mike about it.
Okay, I'll get the repeat again, so you don't have to repeat. Okay, it again.
Or you can give the information to Mike before you hang up, and if you don't mind, because I really do want that information. Okay. I want to check that out.
I can give you my email address. It's very easy. It's TV.
Yeah, but you have the information, right? So me emailing you wouldn't help. You need to email me.
Okay.
RTR Truthmedia at gmail.com. And I promise you, I will talk to Mike Herzog tomorrow about it. I'm going to be talking to him tomorrow.
Sure.
So, okay, I really appreciate that because that is that's right up his alley.
If I could just talk a little more, this guy is such a...
go ahead.
It's astonishing how you could take a guy like this and just be urged by a bunch of congressmen to commute. Let's put it this way. The first place he ran down to, he was in Otisville Prison, upstate New York, which is where this lawyer was also in prison. The first place he ran down to was 770 Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. And I think you know. I'm sorry. I think there's a story behind that someplace. Maybe the people that will not release your friend or give your friend a commutation at the very least might be interested in hearing the story.
Well, you know what? I'm interested in hearing about it, so I'm sure that they will probably be. I'm sure that they will probably be too. Well, I thank you for
very
that
good.
Very much. Thank you very much. God bless you. We're going to be going to a break, folks. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors: Lori Anderson, Tom Lacovara Stewart, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media, Reloaded on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forget about it. Welcome back.
Forget about it.
Bada bing. I want to say hello to my buddy out there from New York, Salvatore Manino. He might be listening in if he's still not too bushed to be listening. Sal, how you doing, buddy? Forget about it. Anyway, I had to say hello. So anyway. All right. Now, where were we?
Well, we are talking about rent-free zones. We're talking about numbers. We were talking about the money. And
the money.
Yeah, the money being thrown to quote-unquote protect these schools is outlandish. But I want to share something.
Can I say real quick?
Sure.
Catastrophic failure in Parkland. Absolutely catastrophic failure in Parkland. Laws weren't enforced, felonies, all that kind of stuff. Crime suppressed. A lot of kids got away with not, you know, breaking the law. So what do we need? More cops, more laws, more money for the cops. Sorry.
So they can have weapons that they will not use.
And disarm us, so, you know, forget about it.
Right, yeah.
Wait a minute. Forget about it.
So back in 2000, I believe it was 13, 14 time frame, Tom, I was sent a letter from this little girl. She's a homeschooled little girl, and she was 11 years old at the time. And I'm going to read to you this because I believe everybody really needs to hear this. Of course, because she is homeschooled, she doesn't have the Common Core language. She has a more mature language. So here's the article. The article is titled, and you can still find it on the net on Freedom Outpost, it's 11-year-old writes heart-wrenching letter, Why Gun-Free Zones Violate My Right to Be Protected. While politicians are consistently attacking American Second Amendment through propaganda and lies, children's lives hang in the balance. To push their political agenda, they claim they're doing it for the children or want to make America safer. As adults fight it out in the political arena trying to push through illegal gun control laws, the most innocent of America have become defenseless targets all for the sake of political correctness. Their voices have been stifled by those claiming to know what is best for them, while they have never walked these children's shoes. I do wonder how they would respond to this amazing, heart-wrenching letter from an 11-year-old little girl. She asked that I share her story and her plea to do away with gun-free zones while keeping her name out of the public eye. As you read her story, you will understand why. January 22, 2014, and this is all quoted. When I was 6 with my biological mother, I was medically neglected. I had no education, I weighed 40 pounds, and I was beaten with rosebush switches. I slept in the back of a van and was starved. I didn't even own one outfit. Have you ever been whipped with a rosebush switch until your legs bled and you had no one to protect you? Have you ever gone days without food while your so-called parent ate in front of you? Have you ever had to sleep in the trunk of a van hidden by blankets and pillows so the police couldn't see that was there where you slept? Have you ever been forced to stay with a sex offender wondering when you would be hurt again? If not, then you can't possibly know what it is like to be helpless, scared for your life, and unprotected. But I do. When I got with the lady who is now my guardian, my real mom, she educated me, fed me, took care of all my medical needs, including surgeries, clothed me, protected me. I was still very scared because of what my biological mother had done, had allowed, and her threat and promise to kidnap me and take me to California, never to be seen again. The court finally terminated my biological mother's parental rights, and she is ordered by the court no contact with me. After she told me that she was going to come and kidnap me and take me to California, I had a school sense, and I didn't want to go. I thought she would be there waiting for me. My mom, meaning my guardian, promised me that I would be safe. She would be right there with me, and she would never allow my biological mother to hurt me or get near me again. That is when my mom, meaning my guardian, went and got a weapon to protect me. She got her CCW permit and has carried it ever since. I have felt safe knowing that my mom could and would protect me if I was in danger, and my biological mother has never threatened me again. When my mom and I go to a store that has, quote, no guns allowed, unquote, sign, my mom, meaning my guardian, has to leave her weapon in the vehicle or go to a different store. This places me in danger because my biological mother could snatch me up, she could kill me, or injure my mom and get away with me. If my mom, meaning my guardian, was allowed to have her weapon on her in the gun-free zone, I would be protected at all times, and my biological mother would not have the opportunity to hurt me or my mom. The most important thing of all is that my mom could protect me if that were to happen. Will you be there to protect me at that time? Will the police? Do you feel you have the right to place my life in danger with your gun-free zones? The Second Amendment says you don't have that right. Is it not my God-given right to feel and be safe, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Why would you take that right from me? Why do you not want me to be safe? I should not have to fear for my protection or my life because politicians and lawmakers decide my God-given right is subject to their permission or illegal interpretation of the Second Amendment. Shall not means just that. Shall not. I fear not the guns themselves, but the politicians with pens that believe they are my master and not my servant. If you truly want America safe again and go back to our foundation to nullify all gun laws and especially gun-free zones. Gun-free zones are kill zones and place me in great personal danger. America has had enough of the gun-free zones that only help criminals feel safe. My biological mother loves gun-free zones. May God grant you the wisdom, honor, and truth to be what you were meant to be, the defenders of freedom and not the destroyers of it.
Wow. Wow.
And those children, none of the politicians have ever spoke up about the children who are in protective custody, who have those situations going on where the parental rights have been terminated due to severe abuse. What about them?
Wow. Wow. You know, sometimes when I get on my tangent, I forget about the, you know, those single moms out there in these type of situations. You're absolutely right. They have no right to intercede. Shall not be infringed. And, you know, I heard, I was going to play, I don't know if we're going to have time for it, but a couple clips that I had. You know, one of the things that Bill Maher said was that, you know, they talk about a militia in there and being well organized and you know, what about, it's like these guys, they
don't understand the comma.
No, they don't understand the comma. They don't understand the concept that
the people were the militia. They are the militia.
We, everybody is the militia. Yeah.
Maybe they should research the Dick Act. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that would probably be a good thing, but, you know.
Or even statutory, U.S. statutory code, because there's organized militia, the unorganized militia, you know.
Well, maybe, you know, a lot of these Hollywood folks, I can't speak for Bill Maher, but a lot of these Hollywood folks that get on this stump for gun control, not only do they have armed security surrounding them at all times, but several of them, and we can get into this in the future. I don't really like to dig into the Hollywood thing. I don't like to give them that time. But a lot of these people, they've been in and out of rehabs doing drugs and stuff, and they don't even have criminal records for the drugs that they're doing. So, you know, I could argue the same point with them. Hey, you know, cocaine is illegal, right? Heroin is illegal, right? All of these things that you ended up having to go to rehab for, they're illegal. And these same people are standing and screaming about gun control. We need more laws. We need to disarm. Well, hey, when did you give up your cocaine? When you were good and ready to? When did you give up your armed guards? I tell you what.
You know what?
You know, there's a real good point to be made with this. The guy from High Impact Flicks on YouTube, really great channel,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
he's
going to
be in D.C. for this march thing, and he said I'm going to walk up because George Clooney and his wife. And people like that are going to be there, and they've given like $500,000 to the march and all of this. He said, I want to see first of all if I can get up to him, and I want to ask him, are you ready to give up all of your armed guards right now, forever?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, forever.
Well,
it's real easy for you with your big wads of cash and these lawmakers that are surrounded by the Capitol Police and their own private security, and come on. I mean,
well, you know, here's my thing, okay? I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, if you don't mind. Don't think I'm mad, and I hope the listeners don't think I'm mad.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go off on a little bit of a tangent here about that.
No.
Because, you know, I'm not that big of a person, but I'm going to tell you what. It is my right to protect myself and my children, and I'm a mama bear, okay? You're not going to harm my children with me around.
Now.
Don't holler at me about women's rights. Don't holler at me with those cute little pink hats on your head, and you know what I'm talking about because I'm not going to say the word. Don't you
dare. Well, you mean the vajayjay hats?
The vajayjay hats, yes.
Yeah.
Do not talk to me about women's rights, because the ultimate women's right is to protect your own body and your children and your family and your community. And how dare you talk about taking that from me? How dare you try to make me a victim? I am not your victim, and I refuse to be one. I will not use it as a stumbling block. I will use it as a stepping stone, and I will come up higher every time. I'm going to tell you now. I will not tolerate it. And you know, Tom, even the listeners who have been long-term listeners have heard when I've been out there watching over my neighborhood because of thugs. Y'all know.
You get mad, I'm telling you, you get angry, and that southern drawl comes out in you, girl.
Does it?
It does.
But, you know, it angers me. How dare you try to make women susceptible to criminals? Murder is already banned. Hello. So, according to their theory, there should be no murder in the United States of America, period.
Yeah, peace, love, canola, and more laws.
Let's go on to something else that's already illegal. Oh, let's see. Gun smuggling and illegal gun
trafficking. Fast and Furious.
Well, I'm sorry. No one has gone to jail for Fast and Furious. The biggest gun smugglers there are is the ATF. Why are they still there? I haven't seen anybody go to jail. How dare you talk about asking me to
Eric Holder.
From an organization that promotes criminal activity. Why would I seek permission from a criminal whether I can protect myself from a criminal?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, well, yeah. And
it ticks me off when there's children that are being slaughtered because of these corrupt people who are heavily involved in this, and it's all about the money. They don't care about the lives.
Well, her blood pressure's up now, folks.
My blood pressure is up. I love kids.
I do, too. I do, too. With all my heart. Hey, Mike, do me a favor and get ready to roll clip 3 for me, will you? Boy, I tell you what. I wouldn't want to make you mad. All right, now we're going to listen to Michael Moore, and the lady's name is Cup. She's a conservative, and there's a couple other liberals sitting around. Yeah, Bill Maher. And this is the Bill Maher Show, and please, have a listen at this retarded insanity. This will be entertaining for you.
Democrats, right. Where are the people on the left standing up and saying, of course we need a gun registry? Where are the
I'm here.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm saying.
I'm with you.
They're here, right?
I'm right here.
But they're not representing
the gun registry.
I keep saying, where are the people on the left? Just to go after the Second Amendment and say the Second Amendment is bullshit.
What's so crazy?
It says a well-regulated militia. We have neither. Not a militia, not well-regulated.
Right, we can start the registry list right here.
Right.
We'll start with Bill's gun. but seriously, though, what's the problem with registering guns? We register our cars. We register our dogs. You know, I don't hear anybody saying, Obama's going to come and take my dog. You know?
Yeah, pause it. That's a good point that he just made. You want to know what? You want to know, and I know that I have folks out there that are listening on the other persuasion. You want to know why people are pushing back and not wanting to get driver's licenses and not wanting to get fishing licenses and not wanting to get all these government permission slips? This right here is why. Did you hear what he just said? Oh, you have to register your car. You have to get a driver's license. You have to do all that. This is incrementalism. This is how it works. It starts with something that nobody really is going to resist, and it just continues on and on and on and on until you're talking about gun registries. You know who else did gun registries? Adolf Hitler. You know who else did a gun registry? Stalin. And they ended up coming and taking them house to house. And
well, they're already doing that in Florida
now.
Police seized firearms under Florida's new gun control laws. This was only 4 days ago.
Right. Okay.
How did they know he had them? Because of registry.
Right. Go ahead and finish the clip out. I couldn't shut up.
Yes. But all right. Let me ask.
Can I offer a problem with the gun registry?
Yes.
In all sincerity, as a gun rights advocate and a gun owner, and you don't have to buy this, but this is why gun owners find this offensive, because it treats law-abiding citizens as if they are guilty until proven innocent. That's
Let me finish.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
Liberals
so far pretty
had, I know, this is going over. Liberals had a big problem with the kind of scrutiny that papers, please laws and stop and frisk laws sought to enact.
Correct.
The problem with background checks 5-day waiting periods. They assume that I have criminal intent to use my gun and pursue my Second Amendment rights.
No, we just get a driver's license.
100% they do. I go to give a background check, prove to me you're not a criminal. I go to get a gun, prove to me you don't want to use it in the heat of passion right now. Wait 5 days, you need to cool off.
That's like saying when you get have to get a driver's license.
The government is not
assuming I
want to
drive my car into a farmer's market.
From my Second Amendment rights.
Good point. Good point. That's why they give you a driver's license immediately.
And it seeps into the culture.
Notice that?
Why newspapers think they can publish law-abiding gun owners' addresses as if they are pariahs.
Well, let me take yours.
It's not appropriate.
We the people, though, we, that's the majority, by the way, that want gun control. We don't want to
be... Minority.
Here's what we want.
That's Michael Moore.
You can have your gun. Mm-hmm. But all we want to know is if you're going
to be able to track me. You want to know where I have.
You have a dangerous device that can kill 20 school children. I want to know where that device is.
And we want to know where Bill Maher is with his vehicle.
The only consistent argument that I've heard on this is that you have a problem with the Second Amendment, and that's what you should go after.
Because the Second Amendment protects me from all of the things you guys are talking about.
I want to amend the Second Amendment to say that we agree with what the founders wanted, and that it covers muskets, and where it takes 3 minutes to put one of those little ball things in there and shoot it.
You're allowed to have a gun and hide it, and nobody knows that you have it.
How many clips do you got?
Why should
I be able to hide a gun?
What's the rationale?
Clearly, you've never thought or confronted the idea of domestic violence or being assaulted by another man in a dark alley. Why do I want to conceal it? Yeah, why does anyone conceal it?
Why do I apologize?
I'm getting a feeling that they're breaking
up. That's good. She just shut them down.
Yes,
exactly with the same argument that you did. But you notice that the mindset with the musket? No.
Here's the thing. What about the puckle gun, which was created before the Revolutionary War? What about cannons if they want to play that game?
The people needed to be armed with a similar style arm that the military carried.
Yep.
Because an armed society is a polite society. And when you're equally armed to the forces, then they start to go on to argue about, well, the military's got F-22 Raptors. What are you going to do about them? But they don't seem to get the point that the military are us too.
Yeah.
That means that the military, if given orders to attack American people, could you imagine? You don't think that some Americans who took an oath to support and defend the Constitution are going to say, I'm not going to do that. See, that's the thing that makes America so great, is because there is, even though the indoctrination of all of these institutions, including the military, is not an exception to that, although I love my veterans, but a lot of these folks, they know. Look at all these Oath Keepers. They're prior military. They're prior police. They're firefighters. Right? These people know. This is a unique thing in the history of time. We thank God we have the Second Amendment. And here's another point that I want to make about the comments they made. Well, I want to go back and change the Second Amendment. I don't care if you did. You can't. First of all, you can't alter something that shall not be. That's it. It's done. It is done. That restricted government period. That means, and people will argue with me all day about this, and you can, the federal government or any state government, once they put in a law that protects the people from the government and makes it so solidifies it, it really, people don't understand the Second Amendment. It's a restriction upon government.
That's
government
right.
Didn't place that restriction upon it. We agreed to be a part of this compact because that restriction was in place. If they remove that restriction, they remove every ounce of legitimacy they have.
Well, even if they were to remove it, it's an unalienable right. It was a right that pre-existed any constitution that we had in the first place. And the Articles of Confederation, the Constitution was supposed to be in pursuance thereof. So, you know, we have a caller, Tom, in the last few minutes. It's Jim. Okay. So,
Jim.
Welcome, Jim.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Jim.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you guys just made the comments you just made, because, frankly, I was not given the right by the government or the Bill of Rights or the right. Constitution.
That's right.
So they can do whatever they want to do. They can make all the laws they want to make. But it's not going to change the situation.
No, not one bit.
I have a right to keep and bear arms for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. I have the right to do that.
Reason, yeah. That's right.
And yep. We have to change the narrative. And we have to say, no, we really don't care what you want to do with your laws because we had these rights before the Constitution.
And that's right. Positive rights. That's right. Right.
Period.
Even Judge,
and,
you know, even Judge Antonin Scalia. And...
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, we thank you for that.
And Tom, I hope you're doing okay, buddy.
I'm blessed every day. I am.
So, y'all have a good evening.
God
you
bless
too, Jim. Thank you so much.
Let's change the narrative. Let's tell them, no, it doesn't matter what kind of law that you want to pass. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, that's
we're
the one
American,
argument that I have.
We were born with the right.
That's right.
Right.
The only
and
argument that I have.
Go ahead.
The only argument that I have with the NRA, the only argument, I'll even raise money for them because I've been an NRA member most of my life. The only argument that I have with the NRA is most of their spokespeople continue to say your Second Amendment rights. There is no such thing.
That does
not exist.
It should be called the Bill of Limitations.
It is a restriction upon government to preserve and protect something that was before the government was ever formed. And unless they get that language correct, they're endangering us. And I don't think that a lot of it's intentional. A lot of it's been programmed into us. But the NRA needs to start getting this right. The Second Amendment doesn't give us anything. There is no such thing as Second Amendment rights.
Right.
Even the First Amendment.
Let me add one more thing to it, okay? Because the Oath Keepers came out with this, and they're right. But what happened to the first 13 words of the Second Amendment? The well-regulated militia. Where's that? How come nobody talks about that?
Right.
Well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of free states. Right. Being necessary.
And that's the only amendment that states it's necessary.
And that is exactly what Schaefer Cox up there in Alaska was putting together. He was putting a well-trained, well-regulated militia together, not to go against anybody, but for the security of his free state. And what did they do to him? They threw him in prison. Look it up. Free Schaefer Cox. That's what he was doing. That's why they...
I understand, and we have to change the narrative. And most of the people on RBN, most of the hosts, even make this mistake. And I know it's been drilled into them. No, you don't have any Bill of Rights.
No,
you already have them.
Unalienable, God given,
born with it from your first breath.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry we're out of time, brother. I thank you. Thank you for calling in, folks. We've run out of time for tonight. This is Tom Lacavera Stewart, Lori Anderson, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. Go to that PayPal. Hit me up at tomlacavera@gmail.com on PayPal or contact Mike and he'll tell you how to do it. Support the show. Support the broadcast. Thank you for all of you who have been supporting us. And we'll see you tomorrow.
And as always, everyone, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and have a wonderful night.
Amen.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.